This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The 21st of January. Jennifer, two-thirds of the way through the first month of 2019. We're celebrating it here. Lots to celebrate today. You can hold your nose about some of the stuff that's going on. This is the Report to the World on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen to report, along with Jennifer Horn, who's a reporter excellence. Victoria Keelan, boy, she know how to report. And Kara Schillen, who's just reported for duty at the controls in our studio. So let's get to it, Jennifer. There certainly is not any snow or cold to talk about on the West Coast. So we have...
I think the big trending story is that 2 weeks from this moment, we'll know who won the Super Bowl this year. And that's because yesterday, now we know which teams will actually be playing. Two big games, two actually really good, amazingly close, very well-matched teams are going now to the Super Bowl. First, the Rams.
The Rams are going to lose their ass.
Yeah, okay. The Rams, I love when you pretend to talk sports.
I know, right?
Like I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Thank you. All right.
So the Rams first beat the New Orleans Saints.
No,
and
what you love to do more than anything else is call me on something like that. It isn't the specific. Yeah. It's just calling me on it.
You give a whole new meaning to fantasy sports, Doug.
Okay, thank you.
It is very funny,
though. Victoria has joined in on the... All right, go ahead, Carrie. You might as well take your shot, too. The other...
It's not as fun.
I don't care at all about football, so you can say whatever you want.
So neither
all
do
right,
I.
So all right, how about go. This? So the Rams faced off against the Saints. There are a couple of controversial calls that have Saints fans probably hurting a little bit this morning, but the Rams did break out and win in overtime. The New England Patriots also won in overtime. These games were extremely close. Neither team ever gave up. And, boy, if you like football, then you enjoyed the games this weekend, regardless of who won. Because
what was the
really
where did they
game.
Play the Rams? Where did they play?
In New Orleans.
All right, so they were warm. Do you see all the hoodies and stuff?
Oh, my gosh. New Orleans are indoors, but it looked cold. And, I was thinking about it. I talked to my mom about it. She was watching the game, too. And it seems like your lungs have to just be blistering after breathing in and running and then breathing in all that cold. Ugh, it looked awful. But, in any case, New England did pull off a win against Kansas City. And it was tight, man, because Kansas City came back. That quarterback, Mahomes, should not have any – he shouldn't feel bad about anything today because Brady's a machine and he really gave him a run for his money. So that was good. Now we talk about the matchup. So now we know Super Bowl Rams versus the Patriots. There are some things to note. Sean McVay for the Rams is only 32 years old. He'll be the youngest Super Bowl coach. And at 66, Bill Belichick has an NFL record with 30 playoff wins. So that'll be kind of interesting to see. The Rams quarterback is Jared Goff. He'll be the youngest quarterback to win an NFC championship. And Brady will be the oldest quarterback to ever start a Super Bowl. He's 41 years old. So the Rams are back in the Super Bowl for the first time since they met the Patriots back in 2002. And for the first time as the Los Angeles Rams since 1980. That's when they lost to the Steelers. The Patriots are back for a third straight time. They lost to Philadelphia last year, and this is the fourth in five seasons that they've been to the Super Bowl. So this is quite the team, and it'll be a big match. Right now, Las Vegas has the Rams favored to win by 1.5. So we'll see if that changes over the next couple weeks.
The Rams are favored by 1.5, really?
Yes.
Well, thank God there's at least a good matchup because we know the halftime show is going to be a disaster. So at least it'll be a good game.
Well, as Night sings the Star-Spangled Banner, that'll be good.
Not to seem bitter, but the irony is not lost on me that the Dodgers fell to the Boston Red Sox this year in the World Series, so L.A. had a chance to redeem itself against Boston this time in the world in the Super Bowl.
And speaking of that, there's a big sort of, I don't know whether it's a controversy or not, there are a number of Red Sox players who have been asked over the weekend as to whether or not they're going to go to the White House or skip the Trump visit, and so far only one player that I've seen has said they're not going to go. What is there about this business about putting politics ahead of sports or what it has to do with sports? So maybe you don't like Trump. Maybe you didn't. It's not you selfish bastards. It's about the team and the people who supported you through all of your games. But this guy, Rafael Devers, says that he will skip the visit to the White House. He's the third baseman, comes from the Dominican Republic. He had comments along with some of the others who said that they might not attend.
I don't get why sports in general is mixed with a White House visit. I don't get that.
You mean why they invite him?
Yeah, because it's going to be controversial every time.
People always used to go. And this is what so annoys me, because I'll tell you what, I had not much use for Obama. I think he did really bad things for this country. But if he had invited me to the White House, I would have been there.
Absolutely.
I would have shook his hand. And yeah. I have respect for the office. And you know what? I'd have respect for Obama if he was an elected official. But it's
fun to go there.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Xander Bogaerts. Look at this is... Whatever happened to Ted Williams? And I know you'll say that's a racist comment, but it is enough. These people aren't even, they have green cards, but they're not even American. Eduardo Rodriguez, he's not even an American citizen. So, I don't know. The owners of the Red Sox said that they would attend. John Henry, one of the owners, said the government shutdown may impact the date. February 15th is when they are supposed to go. That's the question that we all have, I guess, or most of us have. Why is it that you let your personal feelings, this is an honor to go to the White House. Not, you don't want to shake Trump's hand, and then you do. Did you ever play that game when you were a kid? Somebody was introduced, they came over and they shook their hand, and you stuck your hand out until you got to them and you put your hand behind you. Did you ever do that? It was kind of a silly trick. It's just not.
Let's hope no one does that. If you're going to go all the way to the White House, you have to expect to shake his hand. Like, come on.
That's coming up in a moment, a discussion of the weekend events. Speaking of the White House and the president and the lawmakers, let's find out what the update on that is after I tell you how to leave a great, super lasting impression on people. This is diet time. This is also dating time. A lot of people, unfortunately, dump their exes at the holiday season or right after the holiday season is over. So you may be on the prowl or maybe on the lookout for somebody to become romantically involved with you. And you can be doggone sure they're not going to become interested in you if you've got yellow, stained, ugly teeth. They're just not. So this is sort of self-preservation time. Power swabs happens to be the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. So it'll transform those ugly, yellow, oh my God, what are you doing with those teeth? In just 5 minutes to get started. Yep, 5 minutes. Use power swabs once, and you'll be amazed at the results. Use it ten times, and you'll be cracking that bright, beautiful smile of yours all over the place. It's super fast, super easy, and has been approved by doctors and hygienists. Coffee stains, wine stains, the tea stains, smoking stains, whatever it is, let's transform your smile. Let's get at it. It's really a no-brainer. Call 800-208-1797 to order power swabs. That's 800-208-1797. And when they answer the phone there at Power Swabs, tell them that you're listening to the DJV show, and they'll sell power swabs to you at half price. This deal is not available online, not available in stores, and not available at your dentist. Only by calling 800-208-1797 do you get this deal. Whiten your teeth, be proud of your smile. 800-208-1797. Use the code DJV to get it at half price.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes, and I'm seeing a loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's the latest silly stuff from Washington. If it wasn't so serious, it would be silly. The back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats, Pelosi and Trump, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So Trump made an offer. It was a non-starter. Schumer said the same thing that Pelosi did. It's a one-sided remedy. What is it with these people? My God, they cannot get out of their own egotistical way. Meanwhile, things are starting, the economy of the country, because the government is so important to the economy of the country, is beginning to slow down. Now, whether that was their desire in the first place, sometimes unintended consequences, you know, stuff that happens when you're not thinking or paying attention to the other things that are happening. And today, if you believe and astrology, is a very, very strong day. You saw when the skies cleared off here yesterday, we had about a foot of snow, then we had sleet, and then it rained. So it was really a miserable day. And then last night it took Daisy outside, and it was, the moon was so bright, it was like somebody turned the lights on. It sounds like Christmas, doesn't it? The moon was so bright on a clear...
It was really, really bright last night. It was beautiful.
There was an eclipse.
It's today. Eclipse is today. Well,
no,
well
it was
no.
last night.
The full moon is today. The eclipse was last night. You're right.
Yeah.
Did you see it? Anybody see it?
No, I didn't see it. I think by the time it was really getting going, I think I had to go to bed already, or at least on the West Coast.
So, anyway, meanwhile, back to the foolishness in Washington. Mitt Romney, who's not exactly been on the president's side, has come out in support of his proposal. Mitch McConnell has also, you know, oh, my God, grow up, do your job. Anybody who acted like this in the private sector would have been fired a long time ago. So I was, Michael Harrison, who does the Talkers Countdown with me on Friday, took exception to my suggestion that people not pay their taxes. Yeah, that's okay. You can have that feeling if he wants. I still feel that way, frankly. So it's just it's what do we have to report? Nothing, because nothing new. A couple of new ideas. Well, not really new ideas, but the same old garbage continues. 21 after the hour.
You mean may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's 23 and change at the hour. Let's get some music news in here, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, for the focus on Justin Timberlake, who does what Justin Timberlake does so well, and that's give of himself. Very, very good guy. He visited a children's hospital in Texas. He brought some cheer to the patients there. Texas Children's Hospital took a break from his Man of the Woods tour to pop in and pose for pictures with young patients at the Methodist Children's Hospital in San Antonio. There's a video of the children that has been shared all weekend. A lot of them in their hospital beds as they danced to the song Can't Stop the Feeling. How do they, if they're in the hospital, but how are they dancing? They get out of their bed, there's, right?
No, they were like, some kids can't get out of bed, and they were like dancing in the bed.
Yeah. The refrain, got some sunshine in my pocket. We moved to that. The kids held up signs that read, JT, see me. And then he obliged. One young girl in a picture with Timberlake held up the sign that read, JT saw me. Timberlake recently resumed his tour after canceling several days because he has, did have bruised vocal cords, but he must be okay now. So that's, you know, this is the kind of stuff, it seems, I don't want to say because I don't know whether it's the rule or not the rule, but when there is a request for something like this, I think it's in everybody's best interest, if you're smart and you know who your crowd is, to do it. I'm not saying that's the only reason that he did it. I think he's that kind of guy.
Yeah, but he's, I think, very active with the Shriners Kids Hospital, so this is definitely not anything new for him. But it was just very cute that the kids all wanted him to visit, and so it was all week. I kept seeing these posts being shared on social media,
over there,
and then it finally got to him, so it was really cute.
Good. Good for him. Nothing wrong with that, one way or another. Shows, I think, what kind of person you are. All right, moving along now, speaking of the kind of person you are, there's a lineup for the third annual Love Rocks New York City Benefit Concert. This is another charity. This is now for the meal delivery group, God's Love We Deliver. So let's see here. It's going to be at New York's Beacon Theater, March 7th. Whoopi Goldberg, Martin Short, special guest hosts. Lineup includes Robert Plant, Sheryl Crow, Hozier, Buddy Guy, and ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons, who I still say looks like Kara's father. What about, who's Hozier? I don't know who that is.
This is him singing here in the background. He's an Irish singer-songwriter, Hozier.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's gotten pretty popular in the last couple of years.
So also performing, Taj Mahal, there's a name from the past. Lucas Nelson, Jimmy Vaughn, Ivan Neville. Where's Ivan's brother? The Neville brothers together are still very powerful. The house band will be Paul Schaefer and the old Late Show. He was the leader of the David Letterman band. Alan Coulter does the Late Show band now, I guess, or the voice or whatever. I don't know. I don't watch any of these shows. They seem so irrelevant anymore. But nice that they're giving their time. Since starting in 2017, the Love Rocks New York benefit concert has raised $5 million for this organization, God's Love We Deliver. The charity provides life-sustaining meals and numerous counseling opportunities for people living with severe illnesses. So this is all good here. All good. After beginning as an HIV/AIDS organization, today God's Love provides for people living with more than 200 different kinds of diagnoses. For the last 34 years, provided all of its services free of charge. So you want tickets? LoveRocksNYC.com. 28 after the hour on the DJV program. I guess I better put your
big feet on it. Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcomed to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly, for you to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today is a federal holiday, the observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The U.S. Postal Service won't deliver. Most banks are closed. The stock exchange is closed, and most government agencies are also closed. Another American police officer dies in the line of duty, shot in Mobile, Alabama yesterday. The officer killed was identified as Sean Tudor. The chief of police there says
he served without question with valor. Tremendous loss to his sisters and brothers in blue. It's a tremendous loss to this community, but it's an even greater loss to his family.
Police say they have the suspect in custody. A strong winter storm leaves behind dangerously cold temperatures across much of the Northeast and New England. Temps in the single digits, and in some places they're still falling. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here we're all real and factual, and everything is satisfactual on the Monday, January 21st edition of the DJV program. Doug, Jan, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Check out our Facebook page for a couple of cow items and a couple of other items. It's facebook.com/DJV show. Follow us on Twitter too at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. The continuing focus on, I don't know, we went this past weekend. I want to know what everybody did this weekend, but first I want Victoria to bring us up to date on one of the trenders. She's hot on that stuff. So what do you have, Victoria?
Well, the weather is trending, certainly, if you're anywhere from the Midwest all the way up through New England, and lots of flights canceled. 4,500 flights were canceled and or delayed, and Boston got hit the worst, actually. Boston's Logan Airport had more problems and more cancellations than any other airport. But everybody had lots of issues. There's one flight that's trending right now that people are talking about. It was a United Airlines flight that left from Newark, New Jersey, going to Hong Kong. Got stuck on the ground for more than 14 hours in frigid weather. And they said it. They had dwindling supplies of food, and it began at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The flight got diverted to Goose Bay Airport in Newfoundland, Canada, because there was a medical emergency on board. Then the plane left there, and it seems like it was just kind of, it kept going. Then they got diverted again. They had to land somewhere else, and then the weather outside was actually negative 20 degrees. The plane's door broke, and so the weather was going into the plane. They couldn't get out of the tarmac up in Newfoundland because they didn't have a customs officer on duty in the overnight hours, so the plane basically had to sit there for hours. It was a disaster. So there's lots of tweeting and pictures and all kinds of stuff on social media. I'm sure this is going to be a massive lawsuit for United. They're still dealing with the fallout of this, but in general, Winter Storm Harper has dumped a bunch of snow along the coast. We actually just have incredible winds right now all down the coast with gale warnings that are running. I think the warning is issued until tomorrow morning, so it's very, very cold. Everyone's in the negatives right now, pretty much. I know, Doug, you said you're negative 30. We're negative 13 in New Jersey. I think, Carrie, you said you're negative 7, so bundle up and stay inside today.
Where was this plane going? Where was it? It was destined for?
Supposed to go to Hong Kong, but it just never made it.
Hong Kong? Why is it going up over Newfoundland? Hong Kong, they'd go the other way.
It got diverted. I don't know.
Didn't make any sense. It shouldn't have been.
Well, the medical emergency, I think, is what happened after they took off, and then I don't know why they were sent there. Maybe that was the only place they could go. I don't know.
Well, I know too much. I guess I don't know anything about sports, but I do know about planes and flying and stuff, and it makes no sense whatsoever for a plane from Newark to go to Hong Kong. That's a westbound trip. It doesn't go east. It doesn't go up over Europe, and I would add about 4 hours.
Maybe they go up.
They may go
Canada
up over the North Pole. Well, they could go up over the North Pole. Yeah, that could be. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, it's two. What kind of a plane was it? Did it say in the story? Curious.
Does not say.
What kind of problem they had with the doors. Good God. Jeez.
People were tweeting from the plane to United for help, saying that it was, it was just crazy. It's a chaos.
Mm.
That's like when they shut down the Wi-Fi to avoid
that. Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah. All right, so what everybody, you, Jen, over the weekend, you didn't go watch the Rams play. What did you do?
Oh, what did I do? It seems like so long ago now. Let's see. Oh, I went to dinner with Jeff, and that's my fiancé and his dad, and our friends, Courtney and Mikey. You know Courtney, Dougie, and that was a lot of fun on Friday night. And then on Saturday, Christmas finally came down around my house, so you'll be happy to know. And by the way, might I brag a little, before a month after Christmas, before that deadline, so ha-ha. And then we did Dine LA. It's restaurant week in Los Angeles, so another group of friends and myself celebrated a couple of birthdays in our group, and we did that on Saturday night.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria, your turn. What'd you do? Stay dry and warm. That's probably.
Yeah, we had a pretty mellow weekend. It was nice. We just went out to dinner Friday night, and then Saturday night we went to a dinner party at our friend's house, and then yesterday we went to a bar to watch the game. Ugh, my Saints lost. It was devastating. Yes. So that was the end. The weekend was wonderful until the Saints lost.
When the Saints go losing now.
Which McFadden and I were texting.
Yeah, I don't think I realized what a big Saints fan you were, Victoria. That was cute.
Yeah.
You were like, sorry that they lost.
Jen and I were texting. I lost it. And Rich McFadden, poor Rich, he was in an airport watching the game. He got onto
Florida?
The plane.
I thought he went to Florida this way. Didn't he go
He was
Florida?
Somewhere at an airport. I don't know. We weren't talking about where he was going. And we didn't talk about what kind of plane it was either, just so before you ask. But we were texting. He said that he got onto they boarded the plane, and it was at the two-minute warning. And so he was, losing his mind that he wasn't actually going to get to see the last 2 minutes. Then it went into overtime. And by the time he got the Wi-Fi working on the plane, he paid the extra bundle, for whatever.
Yeah, screw you around.
Or whatever it is.
The Wi-Fi never works.
It's terrible. But it came on just as the Saints lost. So he felt, he was kind of extra annoyed that he paid extra money just to watch them lose.
Yeah, right. All right, so Carol, what's your story for the weekend?
Well, unlike Jen, I failed to take my Christmas stuff down. That was that was on my list of things to do. I still
I'm winning.
I still have four more days to take mine down before it's a month. But no, I was kind of similar. It's also Restaurant Week here in D.C. So I got a really nice Italian dinner with one of my good friends, and then we went out for a drink afterwards, so that was really nice. And then the rest of the weekend was just kind of...
Male friend or female friend?
Female friend. I'm sorry to disappoint, I guess. But no, the rest of the weekend was just kind of doing errands and laundry and cleaning my room up and stuff, but it was very productive.
Preparing for the weather to drop.
Oh, my God.
Yay! Yeah. I spent the day yesterday on my Case 580 backhoe cleaning up snow. Both at the farm, at the house, wasn't that fun? It was cold, man. I kept changing, coming back. I have this wetsuit that you can wear that will keeps you from getting the backhoe is covered. So, but there wasn't any heat in it, or at least there wasn't the last time I used it when it was cold, which was last year. Somebody must have fixed it because I turned the switch on for the heat, and I started. Oh my! It was so hot in there. After it had been so cold, I took my layers off. But we have some pretty good size. It was about a foot of snow here. How much did you didn't, nobody else got any snow, apparently.
No,
it
luckily
seems
no.
Just, yeah. Along inland, go to New York State and up in upper New England, western New England, there were almost 2 feet of snow that fell in certain areas. So it's the first, it's wintertime. Snow's in the winter. Big deal. Today, the official... Martin Luther King Day was last week because his birthday is not on the third Monday of January. That's when the government decided to celebrate it. As you know, I have said many times I don't think that there should be a special day for him. I think there should be some kind of coordinated effort to observe the national heroes that have created or been created or created the people that created their own. Martin Luther King in this circumstance created the attention himself. And is well deserving of lots of honors. I think knowing the history of him and his life, there are a lot of people who have something to say, because there always are people that have something to say. I think he did much more good than not, in my opinion, from what I have read and understood. Interesting that Martin Luther King Jr. Day was proclaimed in 1983 by Ronald Reagan. A lot of people didn't like Reagan, thought he was a racist. I don't believe he was at all. The thing here is it wasn't just a focus on King. It was all those civil rights activists and the things that they did I'm trying to remember, Jennifer, one night at your house, I got into this conversation with Fred Dreyer, and I don't know why that sticks in my, I just thought about it now. And Martin Luther King and what we were, I guess it was, because he's about my age, I think. And we were, somehow we got talking about the civil rights. I was in high school. I was a senior in high school then. But I can't remember why I was. He was very passionate about it for some reason or other, and I don't remember why. So I don't know. It's just one of those things. People
doesn't ring a bell with me, but I don't think I was talking with you guys at that.
No, it was just the two of us.
I think that's when you guys went away when we were singing Christmas carols and you were talking on your own. Not having
missed a chance to sing.
Yeah, I did. Right, yeah. Anyway, the civil disobedience that has become pretty much the way you identify King and what he did is a lot of what's around now. And they are, I think, whether it's a sit-in or a march or unjust laws being disregarded, that sort of thing, I think King set the standard for that. And there are, let's face it, there were then and there are now a lot of laws that are just wrong. And whether they get passed for whatever the reason, but when you really get down and see what kind of things, we really did have a racist legislature. You know, I tell this story, and it's not directly related to King, but it's related to the progress on my farm I'm making to make it viable. And growing hemp is one of the things that we're trying to get our the hands, you know, the state of Massachusetts is really behind the times and hasn't even realized that the federal government has said, yep, okay, hemp's legal in all of the states, let's go to town. But anyway, that's not the point here. The point is that the government in the late 40s or after World War II, when they needed hemp for the war effort, they wanted to have it grown as much as possible. And much of it was grown by some of the old plantations that were still in the South. And much of it was, many of those places were divvied up, and they were given to the black land, was given to the black workers. And so they started growing hemp, and some of the southern lawmakers didn't like that because they were making money with it. So they outlawed it. It was that plain and simple. They outlawed hemp because blacks were growing it and making money selling it. And so this is the kind of stuff that was Martin Luther King's, I think it's his legacy, but it was part of his work, those sorts of things. There are all kinds of laws on the book that are unfair, that were negatively affecting black people. And so he organized all the rallies. He gave all the speeches. He talked across the country. He mobilized thousands and thousands of people to help end racial injustice. So he's this is a, an example of how effective civil disobedience tactics could be. I don't know. He wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, made a lot of mistakes, did some things that he ought not to have, but he made the message clear. Excuse me, Victoria.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, everything that you just said about him is exactly why I've always felt that having a day in his honor is totally warranted. Mm. I, there's an entire, I think there, if there was no Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I think, sadly, an entire generation or more of kids would not really know much about him.
I think if you have,
I still think they don't know enough. They don't know enough to be like,
and you know what the big outrage is? That there are no schools today. I don't know whether it is that way in your state, but in Massachusetts, schools are closed because of Martin Luther King Day. And the kids, this is a perfect opportunity for them to learn. It's like President's Day. Why are you having a holiday? Go to school and learn about our best presidents and the ones that left a lot to be desired. The same as in school today. I remember when I was teaching, we had the opportunity and took it to jointly, I worked with the history teachers to, I was an English teacher, so we put projects together so that people could learn, study, and write essays about Martin Luther King and what he did and why it was important. So those,
well, a lot of schools do that leading up to MLK Day. Like all last week, my friend who's a teacher has been doing that with her with her school. They've had different things every day for the whole week.
Yeah.
I know, Jen, anyway, you mentioned Jeff's kids learned something about him, right?
Exactly. They did. Well, that's all they did because they've been at Ron Strike. So they've been watching movies.
Oh, right.
And
Strike,
they did like an art project about Martin Luther King Jr. So not enough.
Yeah.
But
all right,
that
TV.
Was one of the attempts.
TV time. Puppy Bowl 15. Wow, this is, when is this
cutest
on?
Cutest thing television? Ever.
Puppy Bowl is on February 3rd at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the day of the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, competes with the Super Bowl, right.
Animal Planet's annual game, mostly just a bunch of cute dogs playing on a field, feature the most ever puppies, 93 of them, from 50 shelters competing to promote pet adoption. Very well. That's just great. It's a super thing. They have all kinds of silly things, referees, and porcupines, and kangaroos, and cheerleaders. They have the kitty halftime show. So that's February 3rd, 3 o'clock on Animal Planet, same time as the Super Bowl. Might be something to take in. All right, Jen, what else is going on?
All right, it's a big night for television, actually. There's season premiere of Pawn Stars, happens tonight on History. It's season number 16 of the reality series about the gold and silver pawn shop in Las Vegas. That's at 10 o'clock. Also, a brand new series called Dating No Filter, where cameras follow folks around on blind dates while a panel of comics watch live and crack jokes about the awkward moments. How about that? Now, the big news is Celebrity Big Brother premieres tonight. That's in CBS. And you've got Anthony Scaramucci. You have Adina Lohan. You have a bunch of the Real Housewives and Kato Kaelin, the world's most famous house guest. That's on CBS at 8 o'clock. The Bachelor, also episode number 3 tonight on ABC at 8.
10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour. Time for Victoria and I to, I'll do a little, she'll do a lot, bring us up to date on things like this massive breach, yet another one of these people with the, well, never mind, I go off on my tangents with these things because I have no patience for them.
No one does, but unfortunately, there's nothing anyone can do. This is 770 million people are affected by this mega breach, and this is larger than the Equifax breach. It's pretty much what they're calling a mega breach, and it's as big as it gets. 21 million unique passwords and email addresses have been compromised. They were all recently posted to a hacking forum, and so white hat hackers, those are the good guys, they've discovered this and are trying to help people. There's really not a lot you can do. Once these email addresses are stolen, your passwords are stolen, they get sold, and then you start getting spam, and worse, you can get malware, people can steal your identity, and the list goes on and on and on. It's not good news. So what gets stolen, though, and this is why we're always talking about this, and change your password, don't use the same password for every website. When you do that, this is what happens. And so you are literally making yourself a target, because when the hackers go in and take these emails and these passwords, they're looking for passwords that are reused multiple times. And so everyone is guilty of this. Even tech experts will admit sometimes that they use the same password in multiple sites. And once you do, and then a breach like this happens, you're completely compromised. So what you can do going forward, a website that we have talked about before, it's a free website, Have I Been Pwned? It's it's instead of owned, it's with a P.com. You can go, you type in your password or your email address, and it will let you know if you've been compromised. Here's a spoiler alert. You've been compromised because 770 million people have been compromised. So what you need to do is start using a password manager. That way you only need to remember one password, and the password manager keeps track of every password that you use for all the different websites that you go on. So it's the best thing you can do. It'll only take a minimal amount of time to set up, but with breaches happening weekly, it's the smartest thing you can do to protect your identity.
All right. Next up, Xbox Game Pass gives gamers the best value and choice in gaming, and there's never been a better time for you to sign up. Let's listen to Andy Solomon tell you how.
Now for a limited time, Microsoft and Sling TV are teaming up to bring even more content directly to you. Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, explains.
With Xbox Game Pass, get unlimited access to over 100 great games on Xbox One for one low monthly price. With new games added all the time, you'll always have something new to play. Xbox Game Pass gives members access to Xbox-exclusive titles the day they launch, like Crackdown 3, launching February 15th.
Signing up for Xbox Game Pass this month will give you an extra bonus.
Get your first month of Xbox Game Pass today for just $1, and you'll also receive a month of Sling TV. Sling TV offers the channels you love, the shows you can't miss, and more to stream instantly on your Xbox One and other compatible devices. This special offer is available now through January 26th, only available for new Sling TV customers.
For more information, visit Xbox.com/Game Pass.
Nike has announced their new self-lacing shoes. This sounds interesting.
The Geek Out.
Nike has revealed their latest spin on Marty McFly's self-lacing shoes, the Nike Adapt VBs. Now, this isn't Nike's first run at this. It's actually their third, but for the first time, the concept actually seems to make sense. Lacing of the shoe is done via a motor and cable that starts in the sole and then runs through the shoe, and sensors dictate the amount of tension and can actually adjust in real time. Of course, there's an app that allows for custom adjustments and future software updates, and Nike says this starts in a basketball shoe, but they see it evolving across other sports. Oh, and the shoes recharge wirelessly. The Nike Adapt BB self-lacing shoes go on sale mid-February, cost $350, and we've posted links to reviews at the Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, let's get back to Victoria. This is the latest from Google and Google Maps, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, a lot of users on Google Maps have been complaining that it lacks the feature of telling you what the speed limit is on the roads that you're traveling on, which is really helpful when you're on a long road trip where maybe you don't see a miles per hour, you know, speed limit sign that comes along every once in a while. And so Google listened, and they've begun rolling out a new speed limits feature to Google Maps for iPhone and for Android devices. The new feature displays the posted speed limit on the roads in the corner of the app, and it also introduces an icon to let you know the location of speed cameras, which is also really, really helpful.
All right, there it is. Help yourself. I like Waze. I hope they do it on Waze as well. 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.